Exclusive, Jim Bognit, Democratic Control in Washington is a Disaster. By Jacob Bliss on June 19, 2021. Jim Bognit, a former candidate for Congress and President Donald Trump appointee, told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday this weekend that it is a disaster having the Democrats in complete control in Washington. Bognit previously ran against Representative Matthew Cartwright, DPA, in Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, coming in close to winning the district last year. Host Matthew Boyle, Breitbart News's Washington political editor, asked Bognit if he plans to run against Cartwright again to defeat the Cartwright-Pelosiak agenda and the Democrats' one-party rule in Washington. Bognit said, "He's strongly considering it. I'm looking at it real hard. I mean, Matt Cartwright has been a disaster for the residents of northeastern Pennsylvania." Bognit even said Cartwright votes with Pelosi all the time on everything. Pro-illegal immigrant on everything. Pro-spending trillions of dollars. Cartwright always votes with Pelosi and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. So we're taking a really hard look at it. But, he said, Pennsylvania is going through redistricting. So I'm hoping to be in his district, that I would very much like to take him out. We need to take back the House of Representatives for Republicans. We need to get rid of Matt Cartwright and Nancy Pelosi, so they never can hurt us again. Boyle asked about the different crises under the experiment of Democrat control in Washington. Boyle added there's a crisis with gas, unemployment, with the rates going up over the last 3 months, and rising inflation. Bognit said, it's a disaster. Matt. The Democratic control in Washington a disaster. And when you look at it, you have to realize is, I know you know that Biden, Harris, Pelosi, and Cartwright, they're all the same thing. They're all the Democratic snake that's controlling everything. Listen. Bognit said with the energy, Biden, on his first day in office, cancels the Keystone pipeline, then he starts putting forward regulations to fracking. He went on to say Biden caused a disaster for Pennsylvania's energy workers. Energy provides great jobs up here in northeastern Pennsylvania. We have gas builds, sick, on the north and the border with New York. The last 5-10 years, they've created many jobs, which also helps the local economy because now you have people with cranes. You have laborers that are up there laying the pipe, that's all stopped. He continued to tell Boyle it's all due to Cartwright and Biden. In Pennsylvania, he said, it's been a disaster for Pennsylvania. And we could see it at the pump. Gas prices are up a dollar from where they were last April and May, which hurts working class people's budgets, so energy equals the Biden-Harris-Cartwright disaster. When looking at the border, he added, President Trump finally got it. A president that understood we needed to build a border wall. Now we have a president who's committed to ripping down the border wall and letting people cross. Kamala Harris was supposed to solve that problem. Bognit also spoke about why Harris has not been to the southern border instead of visiting places like Pittsburgh. Bognit said Harris should be down at the border listening to our ICE agents, giving them all the resources they need to stop illegal immigration. He said that Cartwright, Biden, and Harris seem to be for illegal immigration. See though the places that Harris is visiting and what Cartwright represents are all against illegal immigration. Boyle asked Bognit if Biden lied about fracking, how he keeps flip-flopping on the topic. You remember during the primary, he said he was against fracking when he was trying to count out of the Bernie voters. Then during the general election, he lied to everybody and said he was pro-fracking, but we know where his heart lies, Bognit said. His heart lies with the Radical Democratic Party. They are against energy, they believe that anybody that wants to use fossil fuels is evil. Which means that all of us Americans are evil according to the way they think of things, so they've been horrible for energy. Bognit went on to say, Biden and Cartwright play the same game. They're both from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I think they must have learned from each other. They tell their constituents one thing on pro-energy, but then they vote against energy over and over again. Sometimes they say they're against illegal immigration. Then Cartwright voted to give $1,200 checks to illegal immigrants last year. So I think we see the Biden-Cartwright two-step over and over again. Boyle asked about Bognit's thoughts on critical race theory seeping into the schools in America and children being taught from parts of the 1619 Project. I talk to parents all over my district. There is intense concern that the liberals are trying to invade. and I think in many cases, have successfully invaded every part of education. And instead of teaching our students, they're now trying to indoctrinate them into this far left. Really, there's no other way to say it. It is racist stuff, Bognit said. This CRT stuff is racist. It's teaching people that they should be treated differently based on the color of their skin. Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, they taught us that we should judge people on the content of their character, not the color of their skin, so this far-left stuff, the CRT stuff, critical race theory, it's an abomination. It's anti-American. He added, we have done so much, we have come so far on relationships in our country. We have to keep that going and making, sick, dispute. Disagreements among the races is the main thing that we should be teaching our children. I just find it disgusting. But there is hope, there really is hope. People are getting sick of it. For instance, in Pennsylvania we rose up, and we voted for question 1 and 2, to take power back from the swamp. I think that you're seeing a grassroots revolt down in Virginia. You're seeing school boards where parents are coming together and trying to recall members that allowed the CRT to be taught in high schools. So I think people are sick of it. I think they've had it up to here. I know northeastern Pennsylvania, we're conservative up here. We don't believe in all this claptrap, so we're gonna fight hard against it. And I think that there's gonna be a real awakening. People are sick and tired of having this liberal ideology jammed down there in their children's throats. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.